offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
I'm in a happy place, John.
You're in a happy place, and we're in the last segment. It's amazing how the time flies of the Christina Liu show. Liu, that came across like Christina Liu show. Anyway, and really, it's a wonderful segment just of conversation. And we were talking with Christina, and she was sharing with us her happy place. And now we're going to move it to Otto. And ask Otto about his happy place, because everybody has a different one. Some people don't even have it. Maybe they do and they don't know it. I have no idea, to be honest with you. But a place where you go, you know, at a certain time to find peace. That's really what it is.
Well, I thought about it. I was hoping that we wouldn't get into this because we asked Christina and we put her on the spot. And then I thought about it, and I think it's impossible to come up with one happy place.
Right, exactly.
I have a happy place, like at night, when I have the fortune of having my wife home, and we sit down in a peaceful time at 6:30 and watch the news and whatever. That's a happy place. I love when I get together with my family, my children, my grandchildren, for almost every event. That's a happy place.
Yeah.
I have other weird little happy places, like we barbecue. I barbecue probably a few times a week. A little quiet happy place for me is I bring a little something along with me in a cup, and I and I'm outside barbecuing by myself, and I find that to be a happy place. It's a peaceful little time. It takes me 15, 20 minutes, whatever, to do the barbecuing. And it's just a happy place. It's comfortable. It's peaceful. I also find a happy place. I happen to like golf. And when I'm on a golf course, I really think of nothing else other than golfing. And I've been doing that since I'm a kid. And I love to look around on the golf course, the camaraderie of the people I'm with. And, I'm past the stage of taking it too seriously. I'm thinking I'm ever going to be a Jack Nicklaus or whoever. That's just not going to happen, right? But that's a happy place. And there's just a lot of happy places sometimes just working in my office and being able to get some things done that I want to do is a happy place. I think you have to work at happy places, make places happy. There's no golden, one little spot that's like heaven, if you will. I think we all have, that's a personal thing, and we all have different perspectives of what a happy place is. And and John is not here, so now I can't ask John what the happy place is.
Stay tuned for next week. John will tell us about his happy place.
Yeah.
But, I think it's important, and the bottom line is too, with my, you're so right, Otto. The bottom line is having a happy place is certainly something that I think is important for everyone. And like I said, everyone's happy place, it could be something that you would like not think, it can be the most basic, and that's what's difficult, because obviously my happy place in it is being with people, right? So I'm a social person. I want to be with my family. I want to be with my nieces, my nephews, my friends. I just want to be around people, because at the end of the day, what's important in my life is spending those time with family. I'm a huge, no regrets person. I never want someone to be gone and say, oh, I should have, done this. I should have made that effort, so that's what's important to me. It takes a lot of work, because you're constantly trying to make that effort to not, lose that connection or lose that time. So in a time where it's very difficult to, do these things, obviously my happy place is going to concerts. I mean, that really rocked my world, when this started and everything started to be canceled. It was sad, because it's something I look forward to, and there's these memories that are made You know, and this feeling, you know, the just, you know, pure joy and happiness. So I think the key is to like find your happy place or whatever it might be. And I feel like you still could have the happy place. It's just, you know, sometimes it might need to be tweaked a little, you know, during this time, but.
Oh, I'm, you know, I think I'm a relatively social person also, but then there's times where it's just nice to kind of have a little quiet and kind of ponder and.
Yes, absolutely.
Meditate and regroup.
No, because I think that's an important balance, you know, and that's, I laugh because, you know, making these little things, these little crafts, you know, favor bags, or if I'm crafting something for someone, my favorite thing to do that is like at nighttime when everyone is asleep and tucked away and it's my time to be there, you know, by myself and to do that. And it's just, it's a very, you know, I was reading this article once that was saying that crafting has the same effects as doing yoga. You know, in meditative kind of feelings, you know, if that's something you're into. And I was like, oh, cool. There's my excuse to not have to go to the gym and exercise. I'm just craft all day long. But, you know, it's those things. And I think it's important. And that's why I really felt it was important to put that in this new issue of the Pioneer newsletter, because, you know, everyone, you get caught up in all this and everyone's in so much fear and anxiety during this time. And I really believe that the whole mental health piece is something that is going to have rocked people, you know, for a very long time, frankly.
Do you exercise?
Yeah, I'm like a walker. So I'm not, you're not going to catch me at like, I'm not a gym person. I never was.
Yeah.
I'm like a be out in nature, like go for walks kind of girl.
Yeah, I'm in that category, but I do, and I have to force myself because I find exercise, to be quite candid about it, a little boring.
Yeah. <You know?
laughs> That's me. But I do some stretching and some dumbbells.
Yeah, right.
And the primary reason I do it is I want to be able to play golf.
Yeah. So there you go.
But I have a motivator. And the other thing I think for seniors particularly is why should you exercise? Well, I believe mobility is a very important part of aging. And if you're able to help yourself maintain mobility by exercising, by walking, I think that's a good thing. I realize that there are people who get medical reasons that they can't.
Right. And
I'm sure that, you know, is not a good position to be in. But if you're not in that position, I encourage people who are seniors to try to do something, walk, do something. Sit in the chair, lift up a few lightweight dumbbells, you know. But
no, because you know what it is? It's the littlest thing, right? Not everyone has to sit there and be a professional bodybuilder, you know, or something. It's these little things. You know, and I always thank God, to years ago, you know, you talking about your friend who would just walk around the dining room table, you know, and that always stuck in my mind, you know. And so it's something as little as that. And listen, I mean, at Project Independence, the humongous portion of things that we're promoting all the time are these fall prevention kind of programs. And what that really is kind of gaining your strength and your balance and finding your core and figuring out ways to do that, you know. And it's, you know, it's just these little things that, you know, might seem silly to you, you might not think will make a difference, but can, you know, really do something and help. You know, my grandpa had mobility issues, very, you know, a lot, you know, he had neuropathy in his feet. So it was a very difficult, he was always very unsteady a lot of times because you couldn't actually feel that, you know, contact with the ground. So that was constantly a struggle we had. So it was a lot of trying to figure out ways to keep him mobile, you know. So there would be, as you were saying, little things he would squeeze in his hands, or he had like a little pedal thing that, you know, if you sat down, you can get some kind of movement, because, you know, on top of that, it's like, you know, you're just getting circulation going. I mean, there's so many benefits to that. And I think it's just, you know, as you had said, Otto, it's just like little tiny things that you can do that really make a difference. Listen, I'm a firm believer in all the little things in life add up to something.
You know, you used the words neuropathy. My wife has neuropathy in her feet. And that'd be a topic sometime.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
There's actually a lot more people that have that kind of problem.
Of course.
Than we're aware of. Maybe yeah. We can
come up with a
neuropathy expert.
No, absolutely. That's a great, because, you know, that really ties into balance and fall prevention, you know, and I mean, we all, I think, have heard the horror story of someone falling and breaking their hip, you know, it's always like the infamous thing. So it's just, I think the bottom line is everyone do, you know, what you can do, you know, and it's like a little thing and it could make you feel better. And listen, cause like I'm with you, Otto, you know, I've never been the person who just found exercise, you know, and I admire, like my cousin is a diehard, you know, she's always there at the crack of dawn and at the end of the day, and she's like dedicated her life to really exercising. And I so admire people like that because I can't even begin to picture myself doing that. So I, you know, I'll walk around and I like to walk around the neighborhood. I like to look at houses, I like to look at flowers, you know, I like to, you know, see what's going on in the neighborhood. And that's
when I do the walking, I kind of have like goals for the day, if you will. Like maybe I'll look at mailboxes. Maybe I'm thinking about, like, once we talked about writing an article about mailboxes. So I'll walk all over the place looking at mailboxes. We were in the market for a car. So now I'm looking at all the cars.
Yeah, but that's see, Otto, more and more I realize how similar we truly are, because I always have the same thing. And my husband laughs because I'll always come back with some kind of idea. I'd be like, I saw this like really cool plant. And then I saw these like lanterns, these solar lanterns that a lot of people had in my neighborhood that were just so beautiful. And they were like, it looked like there was like a little fire and it looked so natural. So I was like determined to find that. He's like, you know, every time you go on a walk, somehow, you know, come back with some kind of like bright idea about like what you want to do. I was like, oh, I just love this, you know, but I think that's important. And it's like doing like a little research project, Otto. So I'm into it. Yeah. You're doing like, you know, really like on the ground research for certain things. But
well, we have to. Well, I think like I've watched stop signs. We wrote an article not mm-hmm. long ago about stop signs. Well, a couple of years ago now.
Yeah.
And I New Hyde Park where I live has a lot of stop signs, mm-hmm. like every other block or mostly every block has a stop sign, which we're getting a stop from Dan. So
that's right. So I just want to tell people, check out next week. We have a great topic, you know, a great show. You could always check these on the website. And the bottom line is everyone, it's just give yourself a break. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Find your happy place. You know, just, it's just a little goes a long way, and try to focus on those things. I want to thank you, Otto, for being co-host, and thank John Ryan and Dan Cox, and just everyone tune in and be safe and enjoy the holiday weekend.